comfortable Christianity can never take this city for Jesus.
太舒服的基督教生活没有办法为耶稣基督赢得这个城市。
Coming to church on Sunday, sing a few good songs and one nice sermon and go home.
礼拜天来舒舒服的唱首歌，然后听个好听的讲道，然后回家去。
We have this kind of service for years.
我们都是这样子多年了。
And there's nothing that can happen that will affect the society.
而我们所做的没有对社会有任何一点影响力。
We have to change.
我们必须要改变。
The way we do things have to change.
我们所做的法则要改变。
If the church will not get militant,
如果教会呢不愿那能够像行军一般的，
we cannot get the job done.
我没有办法把事情做好的。
Nice singing, nice prayer,
听起来蛮棒的歌唱和祷告。
Will keep you where you are in a cage for the next 20 years.
叫你接下来二十年仍然待在那个笼子里头。
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 12.
马太福音十一章第十二节。
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
啊，马太福音的第十一章，从施洗约翰。约翰的时候到如今天国是奴隶进入的奴隶的人就得着了
When he talks about the kingdom of God takes the things by violent forces
当然我们呢说要进入神的国的时候我们是需要努力费力气的
He gave us an example of such a violent man and he was John the Baptist
他给我们举一个非常好的例子那个人非常的努力非常的卖力他就是施洗约翰
John the Baptist was bold and fearless
施洗约翰勇敢毫无惧怕
John the Baptist doesn't go by the traditions of men
施洗约翰他不是按着人的传统教义
John the Baptist was bold to speak what God wants to say
施洗约翰能够说出神让他所说的话
He offended a lot of people
他得罪了好多的人
But he do not care He only care for the purposes of God
但是他一点都不在意他只在乎神的旨意成全
And therefore he was able to finishHis ministry in 6 months.
所以他在六个月内就可以完成神所托付他的使命。
Because he was such a bold preacher.
因为他是一个这么放胆讲道的讲员。
We need bold people today.
我们在新约时代需要斗胆的人。
We got to pray bold prayers.
必须要放胆祷告。
Not the nice prayers. Hallelujah.
啊，不是温温和和的祷告，哈利路亚。
There is a place for such a worship.
好，就有一个地方呢，可以适合这样子的敬拜。
But the season have changed.
但是这个季节已经改变了。
The season have changed.
这个时节已经改变了。
The Joshua generation is coming.
约书亚的世代已经来临。
The great and mighty army is coming forth.
大能勇士要开始。
All over the world right now, Christians are taking nations by force.
全世界各地的基督徒现在他们按着神来给他们力气来得那地为业
The way we do things have to change
我们现在看一些事情的眼光要改变了
You know how we must pray?
你知道我们该如何祷告吗
I'm going to call two persons to demonstrate to you
现在呢我要请两个人来做个示范
The second sister come
第二个姊妹
Yeah wear t-shirt one that's right come
好穿 t-shirt
You come
好
And then that brother two, four, the fifthThe second row, the fifth brother. That is you, that's right, you.
一二三四五
Come. Hallelujah. I am very excited with young people.
我对年轻人感到非常的兴奋。
Young people put life to the church.
年轻人可以把生命带进去教会里头。
Sometimes we have been a Christian for 20, 30 years.
也是我们生活基督徒二三十年。
We become traditional, conservative, charismatic.
就成为了传统的保守的灵恩派了。
We lost the fire.
我们失去那个火焰。
We lost the zeal.
我们失去那个热诚。
But young people have something.
但是年轻人拥有这些。
Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you close your eyes.
现在闭上你的眼睛。
And pray bold prayers.
然后放胆祷告。
Pray bold prayers.
大胆的祷告好吗
？Pray. Don't care who is around here.
好，现在。
Just pray.
就祷告啊。
Just pray.Shikarabakoko, Manga Mungo, Manga Mungo, Manga Mungo, Arubu Rubo, Shikarabakoko, Shikarabak, Takiyamukongo, Yes,
Sir! Ye! Chere very me!
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to pray stronger.
好，还要更带上力气。
Stronger.
再带上力气。
I want you to pray in understanding. Pray a prayer for the people.
好，先用悟性的祷告，为这弟兄姊妹祷告。
Pray for all the people here.
为现在这里的每在座每一个弟兄姊妹祷告。
Pray strong.
好，带着力气祷告。
Pray. Strong.
用悟性祷告。
We got to have a voice in our prayer.
我们的祷告当中要有大声发出。
You can go back.
好，我们可以回去了。主耶稣。
This is the kind of prayer that is going to shake the powers of darkness.
就是这样带着力道的祷告可以震动黑暗的权势。
Good,
棒吗？
Still not good enough.
但是还不够棒。
Ah, that boy almost can do it.
好，另外那个男孩几乎可以做到了。
Ratchakaka, poo, cha, muscle, rahi, so, mokototo.
从腹部然后大张嘴巴，
骨头拿起它，起它，骨头拿起，
精瘦，
瘦拿起它，
刚强的祷告。
We must pray like that.
我们必须要这样子来祷告。Amen.
That's the only way that the kingdom of God can come and invade the kingdom of men.
这是唯一的一个方法，让神的国能够临到人的当中。
We have nice churches for too long.
我们有美好的教会太久了。
The charismatic move in my country,
在我国家灵恩运行。
The blessedness of speaking in tongues have touched the Methodists and the Anglicans.
Excuse me, sorry, I was thinking, still trying to say something. Okay, fine.
The speaking in tongue blessing have touched the Methodists and the Anglicans.
说方言的祝福呢，触摸到了圣公会还有卫理公会的弟兄姊妹。
In Malaysia, this blessing have touched the Methodists and also the Lutherans.
在马来西亚呢，则是这样子的啊，说方言呢，祝福了那个路德派的还有卫理公会的。
And I know that God is about to move among the Presbyterians.
那现在我知道神的灵要开始运行长老教会了。
Because God needs a lot of people to do the great harvest that He had.
因为神需要有好多的人来做幕后的大收割。
And so we really have to be strong.
所以我们真的是要刚强壮胆。
Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32.
但以理十一章的三十二节。
He that know that God shall be strong and do exploit.
他说呢，那认识耶和华的必要刚强，而且知道如何来征战。
How many of you speak in tongues?
有多少人会说方言？
How many of you speak in tongues?
多少人会说方言？请举手。
Okay, now can I ask you, sister, come up, sister.
啊，这位姊妹过来，来穿绿色的，墨绿色，对。
I use this as an example, right?
好，好，当个例子好吗？
Why don't you speak in tongues?
你说说方言。我一直叫，再说一次大声。
Years ago, in 1986, I think.
1986年吧。
I was praying like that.
我就是这样祷告的。
对。And the Holy Spirit says, "What are you doing?"
圣灵告诉我说你在做什么。
I say I'm praying tongues.
我说方言祷告啊。
Pray.
祷告。
Yes, Lord.
是啊，对。
Think powerful prayer?
这是不是有能力的祷告？
Do you think this is powerful prayer?
你觉得这是有能力的祷告吗？
And the Holy Spirit told me.
圣灵告诉我
He said you continue to pray this kind of prayer it will take you many many years to get a breakthrough
你在持续这样祷告多年啊还是没有办法突破的
I call it chicken tongue
我跟那只小小鸡在说方言
You know the chicken make very little noise morning on
那小鸡啊在马来西亚一大早就起来咚咚咚咚咚咚咚
This will not get you anywhere
这没有办法带到你到什么任何的境界。
And so the Holy Spirit says, pray stronger.
所以呢，圣经告诉我说，你要大 力的祷告。
Be more forceful in your tongue.
在祷告中带着力道。
So I pray again. Ooh, ba, ki, ba, ru, ba, ba, sha, ya, ba, ba, ba. And the Holy Spirit said, No, you're getting nowhere.
圣灵说，现在这样子还是没有办法能够到任何地界。
And I could get stronger. Ooh, ra, ba, shi, da, ba, ba, ku, ri, ya, ka, ya, ra.And the Holy Spirit said, You're doing better now.
啊，圣灵说现在做的还不错。
Very good.
好，圣灵说很棒。
That was how I learned.
我就是这样慢慢学的。
To get breakthrough in my prayer life in a shorter space of time.
你知道吗？就是在我的祷告生涯里头，当我用这样方式的时候，很快就突破了。
My Presbyterian brethren.
我亲爱的长老教会的弟兄姊妹啊
If all of us here play chicken dance
如果每个人都是做小鸡般的祷告
It will take us a long time to win 南投 for Jesus
啊，要为基督赢得南投的百姓啊，那真的是要花费多年啊
There was a man in late 1970s
好，在1960年尾的时候
He was praying this kind of tongue.
有一个人就是这样祷告。
Ura baba, iru ru ru ru, wonderful tongue. Ura baba.
好美妙的方言啊
And the Holy Spirit, you want me to take you to the nations?
圣灵说你要我带你去赢得众国。
This will get you nowhere.
这你没有办法走到多远的。
And so he began to pray strong prayers.
对他开始做那个有力道的祷告。
Kachi kara so a.And he prayed strong prayers.
结果他就真的做这样的带力的祷告。
When he was 16 years old, God sent him to Moscow, Russia.
当他16岁的时候，神就差派到苏尔的莫斯科。
When he was 18 years old, God sent him to prophesy over the Zimbabwe president in Africa.
好，当呢18岁的时候，神就差他到非洲的啊 Zimbabwe 这个国家去教语言。
He started his international ministry at the age of 18.
他18岁就开始了国际网络的服事。
And began to travel into Europe.
然后开始到欧洲旅游。
When he was 19 years old, he already speaking for big conventions.
好，当19岁的时候，他已经在大的研习会中讲道。
You want to do something for God, you've got to have a breakthrough in your prayer life.
为神做大事，祷告生活要突破。
Nice prayers get you nowhere.
好，美妙的祷告没有办法能够带你往前。
Sometimes when the Holy Spirit touch us, yes, we move into very solemn, very with the fear of the Lord really honoring him yes at times
有时候呢当然圣灵他触摸到我们的时候有时候他用的是一种非常安静祥和的方式带领我们
but at times the Holy Spirit will rise in you
但是有时候圣灵就兴起在你的里头
you must allow the Spirit to rise up
你必须要容让那个圣灵能够兴起在你里头
you know what I call praying in tongues
你知道我怎么样称呼方言祷告的吗
praying in tongues is called blasting prayers
方言祷告就是爆炸力的祷告。
Things that don't move, you blast.
好，就是一些东西它拦阻了不动了，你就呢用那个爆炸的给它怎样爆开。
Vodka, soda.
好，其他呀就是这样的祷告。
We must be strong.
一定要刚强的祷告。
And that's how you take things by violence.
你就是努力来得着东西。
One day.
有那么一天。
When I was praying.
当我祷告的时候
a demon appeared in front of me.
一个邪灵出现在我面前。我就说
He doesn't move.
一点都不动。
Then I got violent. I said, God, he got to move.
然后我就更多带力道。我说，神啊，你，我奉主的名叫他离开。
And I began to blast him out of the room.
那我开始把他轰出门外了。
He didn't walk out.
他还是不出去。
We got to have strong, bold prayers.
我们必须要做那种更刚强的祷告。
Bold prayers produce bold faith.
勇敢的祷告带出勇敢的生活。
Bold faith produce bold walk and testimony.
带出勇敢的信心，勇敢的信心带出勇敢的见证。
Many years ago, when I prayed for the sick.
多年前，当我为病人祷告的时候。
Okay, I'll use an example. 好，等等，看。
好。
Many example when I pray for the sick.
Which one?
Anyone? Oh, you want? Okay, you
can
come. Wow.
动作很快
This is good. I like you.
天国是努力人进去的
I like your spirit.
我喜欢你里面的灵
be hungry for God.
你很饥渴要神
Hallelujah. When I pray for the sick.
当我病人祷告的时候
I said, Lord Jesus.
我说主耶稣啊
This man is sick.
这个人病了
Oh Lord, please help him.
Oh, 主啊，求你帮助他
Oh, by the stripes of Jesus, Lord, release your healing.
因耶稣的鞭伤释放你的医治吧
That is called the 1980s prayers.
这个叫做1980年代的祷告
The 21st century prayers is not like that.
二十一世纪的祷告不是这样了
It's like this.
就像这样
Come on!
出来
Go! In the name of Jesus!
给我出去
You know why?
知道为什么吗
Because sickness is an enemy.
因为疾病是个仇敌啊
You don't say, please, can you leave?
你不是这样子好声好气的说拜托请你离开
He's a Christian, you know.
他是个基督徒啊你知道吗
Don't torment him anymore.
千万不要再折磨他了
Please come out, come out, come out.
请你拜托拜托出来好吗
The enemy will not move.
仇敌纹风不动的
You got to kick him out.
你得把一脚踢出去
That's why when Jesus said, in my name you will cast out devils.
所以耶稣才会说在我的名你要赶鬼
The word cast is a violent word.
这赶字呢它是带着力道是带着愤怒的
It's very strong.
是很刚强的力道
Amen.
Amen.
So when you pray against the enemy.
所以祷告的时候你是在抵挡仇敌
That's how you pray just now.
你就是刚这样祷告的
Raka!
啊大声祷告
Raka! Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
谢谢你，耶稣爱你。
That was a man.
有这么一个人。
He's a young man.
是个年轻人。
Very, very young.
很年轻。
When he was, let me calculate, about 24 minus 13 will be how old? 24 minus 13 will be, 11.
11?
Yeah, 11, 11.
11.
When he was about 11 years old,
他十一岁大的时候
he began to pray for his nation.
他开始为他的国家祷告。
He prayed for 13 years.
祷告了十三年。
When he was about 24 years old,
大概二十四岁大的时候
revival hit the nation of Wales.
复兴呢就光临了威尔斯。
In 2 years, 100,000 coal miners come to the Lord.
在几年当中呢，有成千成万的。矿工工人就得救。
All the drinking pubs was all closed.
所有的酒吧全部关闭。
All the evil advices disappear.
所有那些邪恶的事情完全消失。
Coal miners used to tell the animal to work. They were schooled vulgar language.
那时候呢，那矿工工人，他们如果要那个动物啊。去做工的话，他们常常都是嘴巴带着脏话的。
When they revive, they say Hallelujah, Hallelujah, and the donkeys begin to move.
好，当呢。他们复兴之后，他们就说哈利路亚，哈利路亚。那个猴驴子不动，
很陡。Donkey will move.
Move、驴子会动。
It took this man pray, pray, pray.
这个人就是这样卖力祷告多年。
He prayed strong prayers.
他是带着力道的祷告。
13 years.
十三年整整。
And the whole nation turned to God.
整个国家翻转归向神。
If we pray what we are praying just now,
如果我们像刚那样的祷告
and sing the way we sing just now,
唱我们刚刚所唱的
I'm sorry if I offended you,
很抱歉如果我得罪了你
we get you nowhere,
我们没有办法往前迈的
it makes you so feel very nice,
我们只是觉得好棒
but you don't feel the presence of God in a powerful way,
但是你不感受到神的同在是这样带着力道的
true or not?
确确实实
this is the fact,
事实就是这样。
Because I've been doing that many years.
因为我多年来一直都这样做。
The charismatic renewal in the 1970s is a sweet, nice renewal.
好，一九七零年的灵恩派的更新呢，就是这样的甜甜美美啊，和和平平的这样的一个运行。
But we got to change.
但是我们必须要改变。
If we want to save this city, we got to change.
如果我们要得达这个城市，我们必须要改变。
So I pray.
所以我就这样祷告。
The worshippers, you got to change.
好，敬拜者，你们要改变。
I know sometimes you're moved by God.
有时候我们是您所感动。
But we got to be strong.
但是我们要更多刚强。
Our music, who's the one to play the piano?
好，今天是谁司琴？
当当当当 ，The music must be also strong.
好，这音乐呢也必须要带着力道。
You know what kind of music we use to train our disciples?
你知道我们用什么样的音乐来训练门徒吗
？We use Sweden's music.
我们用瑞士的音乐
Sweden's music are powerful
瑞典的音乐大有能力
And they sang and we moved
好他们呢就摇啊要动啊
And that's how you bring and move the presence of God into a meeting
我们就呢使神的同在迅速临到
I'm speaking from experience
我现在是从经验中来经验
Last year in April I was in Africa
去年我在非洲。
The Africans, no music.
非洲人没有音乐。
But when they start to sing,
当他们开始唱歌的时候
，in just one sentence, boom, the glory of God came.
才唱那么一句话的时候，神的荣耀就突然降临。
Have you seen Africans sing?
你有没有看过非洲人唱歌呢
？Whoosh, they really sing with the top of their voice.
他们真是用最高的嗓门带着力道来唱的。
And I believe the native people.Are more stronger.
那我相信我们原住民是应该更有力气的。
Than people in the city.
好的，一定比城市的人。
People in the city are more civil, more sophisticated, and so they want a nice service.
啊，城市的人呢，好像哈啊比较有学问一点，喜欢有好的聚会。
These people here don't have to be nice.
我们不需要有这种。那看起来蛮美
好的聚会。What we want is to bring the presence of God into the meeting.
我们所要祷告的呢，是期待神同在领导我们的聚会当中。
You know when I went to China?
你知道当我到中国去的时候
？When I went among the native people?
当我到他们中国到了原住民当中的时候
？They sing.
他们是这样唱歌的。
And the presence come.
然后同在就领导。
One of them is called Faith, a woman in the middle age.
好，有一个名字叫信心，她中年人。
She was in prison 3 times.
好，三次下监牢。
Wow, she was bold in her prayer, bold in her worship and
faith. 哇，她的祷告当中，在敬拜当中，都是这样的勇敢。
She was fearless.
好，毫无惧怕。
That's why we should drop all our, I'm sorry to say, the traditional style at times.
所以有时候我们必须要稍微卸下这种传统的衣服衣裳。
We got to say, God, we want you.
我们要说神啊，我要你。
We are not singing to people, we are singing to you.
我们不是跟人唱的，我们是对你唱的呀。
God is a great God.
我们的神是一个伟大的神。
So let's give great praises.
所以我们要给把大赞美。献给他。
God is a mighty God.
我们神是大能的神。
Let's give him mighty praise.
我们要带着大能来赞美他。
He's big.
他是这样浩瀚。
You say, no, I don't like this kind of praise and worship.
他说我不喜欢这类型的敬拜。
When you go heaven, you'll be the most uncomfortable Christian.
那么你到天堂去的时候，你一定是非常不舒服的基督徒了。
Because according to my Bible in the book of Revelation.
因为按照我的圣经上面启示里所记载的。
Thousands upon thousands and thousands upon thousands.
成千成万，成千成万啊
！With angels and with the redeemed saints，
哈，有那些天使啊，还有那些圣徒们
，They will sing with a loud voice，
他们都大声敬拜。
Glory is the Lamb，
哈，羔羊是配得赞美的。
They will thunder the voice and echo throughout heaven，
他们的声音大如重水声，回响在天堂里头。
That's praise and worship in heaven。
这个就是天堂的敬拜跟赞美。
Do you believe if there are thousands? Let's say if here, let's imagine here have 20,000 people.
我们想象这地方有两万人。
If 20,000 people sing praises to God.
如果两万人来赞美敬拜神的话
，How loud do you think the praise and worship will be?
你想那敬拜赞美声会有多大声呢
？It is loud. It is loud.
是非常大声的。
To interview a Korean.
如果呢，你来会谈一个韩国人
，Pastor have a Korean pastor come to this place so far？
韩国牧师有没有曾经拜访过教会？
啊，有来过。You know why Koreans can bring down the presence？
你知道为什么韩国人可以把神同在带下来
？They are very fervent。
他们非常火热。
But their prayers are very loud。
但是他们祷告非常的大声。
That's the way。
就是这个样子。
If you close your mouth。
如果你闭上你的嘴巴
，and whisper praise and worship，
轻声细语的来敬拜赞美
，you are going to be like a half-baked Christian，
你就成为半死的基督徒了。
Unless we can find someone here that is maybe above maybe 80 years old，
啊，如果我们在当中找个80岁年长的啊弟兄姊妹
，or you are very sick，
或者是你病重了
，and very weak。
非常软弱。
Maybe you can afford to sing this kind of praise.
也许你当然可以说稍微啊坐在椅子上唱这样的歌。
But if this is not a funeral service but a living service, then we must sing.
但是如果呢这不是一个送葬非是礼拜，那么我们不应该这样唱。
I hope you catch what I'm trying to communicate.
我期待你们可以意会出我要跟你们沟通的。
I don't have to say all this.
我本来不需要这样说。
I could say something nice.
我可以说一些好听的话。
So that you all love me.
而且每个人都爱我。
But I'm not here for that.
但是我来这里不是让你们爱我的。
I'm here to make sure that you get your breakthrough.
我来这里要确定你们有一个突破。
I have gone through a little breakthrough experience, so I'm sharing it with you.
我曾经有经历过这小小的突破的经验，所以我今天把这宝贵经验跟各位分享。
Once I met my Presbyterian friend.
有一次我遇到我一位长老会的朋友。
He was a deacon in the church.
教会的执事。
He had not met me for 5 years.
五年没见面。
He said, "Brother, you've changed."
他说弟兄啊，你变了。
What change? What causes change?
到底什么事情使你改变？
I said, "Come."
我说来。
Let's pray together.
我们一同来祷告。
So he started praying.
就开始祷告。
Oh, thank you, Father.
哦，谢谢你，天父。
Very nice, worthy prayer.
好，非常有价值的，非常好听的祷告。
Then I begin to pray.
那我开始祷告。
Lord, shake him.
主啊，震动他。
He was shocked.
吓着了。
But he got the message.
但是他得到了这个信息。
In half a year, he became charismatic.
半年之后，他成为一个灵恩派的信徒了。
Because he saw, he prayed that kind of nice prayer for 10 years. He said, "I don't even get the kind of change you have."
因为他说呢，做了十年的好听的祷告，我都没有办法拥有你那样的改变。
Do you know in the past when they found the Methodist movement, when John Knox found the Presbyterian movement?
好。当呢他们过去呢在卫理公会里面他们发现到有一个新的运行。
You know how John Knox pray?
你知道那个 John 他是怎么样的
祷告 John Knox is the founder of the Presbyterian movement.
好 John Knox 他本身是长老会派的一个创始人。
The Queen Mary of England fear John Knox prayer more than the army of England.
你知道吗英国女王她害怕那个 John Knox 的祷告胜于这他的整个英国的大军队。
Your founder John Knox
是你们长老会派的创始人呐、啊，他名字叫 John Knox。
He said, "Give me England, or I die."
主啊
，I die.
你把那英国赏赐给我吧。
But now we pray.
但是现在我们这样祷告。
Lord, please give us small soul.
主啊，求你把我们一点灵魂赐给我们。
For him, it's life and death.
所以他也是生死交关的问题。
Give me Scotland or I die！
给我这块地图，要不我就灭亡了。
And his prayers caused fear to come into the heart of a queen。
他的祷告竟然使英国女王呢心惊胆跳。
That's how we should pray。
就是要这样祷告的。
I was among the Methodists。
我在卫理公会当中。
And they pray nice prayers。
他们也是做好听的祷告。
I see.You have not read how John Wesley prayed?
我说你们从来没有听过 John Wesley 是怎么祷告的吗？
John Wesley prayed with loud prayers.
好像威斯利他是大声祷告的。
No wonder you don't have your founder's kind of result.
难怪你没有办法如同你们创始人能够带出这么好的结果出来。
I pray people will come to a point they pray life or death and they will shake the mayor, the governor of a city.
我曾经看过有人呢他们祷告的样式是生死交关的祷告，以至于当市的市长或者是其他的高政府官员都得救了。
God is looking for bold people.
神在寻找勇敢装但
young people,
勇敢的人。年轻
人 Do you want to change your tone of prayer?
你要改变你的祷告方式吗？
Don't follow the rest.
不要跟随其他的人。
You can be trained by God.
你可以被神亲自来训练。
You have all the energy.
你们大有精力。
Do you want to pray strong prayers?
愿意做大有能力的祷告吗？
And set an example for the rest to follow.
然后叫其他人以你为典范。
Do you know in my church?
在我的教会里头。
We come together and we have lovely service.
好，我们到教会去，那我们有一个甜甜美美的聚会。
And I told all my young people.
我告诉所有年轻人。
Let's set the church on fire.
现在我们要使我们教会燃烧起来。
And then when the elder, the adults sing.
然后当那些大人们在那边唱歌的时候
Suddenly the young people Hallelujah
突然那些年轻人就大喊大叫说 Hallelujah
In 1 month's time The anointing flew coming to the service And the senior pastor said What happened to our meeting
一个月之后啊那恩高临到那们的牧师就说怎么回事啦
And the adults hate the young people
就年轻人恨死老年人恨死年轻人啊
We want nice prayers
啊，他们说太大声了我们喜欢的安静的祷告
And many come against and report to the pastor.
结果他们就去找牧师谈。
But I told them carry on.
但是我叫年轻人继续努力。
We want fire.
我们要那个火。
We don't want dead churches.
我们不要死亡的教会。
And then guess what?
结果你知道
？In 1 year.
在一年之后。
98% of all the adults follow the rest, and we have strong praises.
98%的大人也都跟着其他的人了，然后我们的教会就刚强起来。
And guess what? We become the top three charismatic church in town. Everyone that want to have seminar, they look for us.
就你知道我们成为正宗呢啊前三名的啊灵恩派的大教会，每次你要办研习会就找我们教会来办。
And the pastor said, carry on, tell the young people, set the church on fire.
然后牧师就说好，继续继续，你叫年轻人继续被火烧着。
I don't know where you come from, but you need to set your church on fire.
我不知道你们从哪个教会来，但是我告诉你们，必须要使你们教会着火呀。
God always use young people.
神使用年轻人呐。
God use young Samuel, God use young David, God is looking for young people.
神使用小撒母耳，使用小大卫，神一直在寻找年轻人。
Would you pray strong prayers?
你要不要做大力的祷告啊
？How many want to pray strong prayers?
我说想想要做大能大力的祷告呢。
And lift up your hand.
举个手，举个手。
How many? One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, now you all stand up.
好，现在都站起来。
Stand up. All the young people stand up.
所有年轻人都站起来。
Okay, you show me that you pray strong prayers, right?
好，你要让我看看你们是有多能大力祷告吗？
Come on.
来，我看小弟兄。
You be the conductor now.
你现在就成为指挥家了。
Now, stand in the middle.
站到中间。
And tell everybody, watch them. Tell them, hey, speak louder. Hey, speak louder.
好，现在你开始观察，告诉他们说还要大声一点。
He will watch you and he will tell you, do stronger, stronger. All right.
这位小弟兄要看着你们哈。那现在其他人闭上眼睛。
Okay, are you ready?
好，那我们这位小弟
兄。Are you ready to speak in tongues?
预备要说方言了吗
？Ready，
预备好了吗
？Once you start, this young man is going to tell you stronger.
一开始的时候，我们的弟兄就会拍着肩膀，跟他说大声讲。
You also tell the rest of the sister to be strong.
这姊妹你也是一样。
Ready，
姊妹讲。
One，
你管弟兄，你管姊妹。
Two，
一二。
Three，
再开始。
Stop！
停啊停啊！这是蚊子叫。
Stop！
停！
I thought I only heard.Someone that is suffering from leukemia praying.
我好像觉得好像有一些人是因为白血球症，所以好像祷告不出来。
Sorry, morning is over.
早晨已经结束了。
Strong,
loud, 大声。
Okay, understand?
妈，懂吗
？Let's try again. Let's try again.
再次好吗
？One, two, three. Close your eyes and speak.
闭上眼睛祷告。
Louder!
大声一点。
Louder!
大声一点。大声，大声 ，Amen， Amen， Amen， Amen。我那个去给那个去给那个，别把那个去给那个，去给那个，去给那个，
别
那个去给那个，去给那个，去
给那个。Stop！
好，现在停一下。
Stop。This one is praying。
哇，他正在祷告，我们这位。
See how she pray.
你来看看。
Pray again.
在祷告。
Show the rest. See. Okay. Can you pray that?
你能像他这样祷告吗
？Can.
可不可以
？I think you're strong, right? Can, right?
对，你应该是很健康的。
Come on.
好吧。
Let's give it a try.
试看看好吗
？Amen.
Amen.
One.
一。
Two.
二。
three. Start. All right. Now.
好了。
Today, in terms of 1 to 10, you score 3.
好，今天呢，我们说满分10分的话，你是得3分。
Not good.
不太好。
But you have tried.
但是你们真的已经尝试了。
You are brave enough to try. Thank you.
好，你有勇敢要试，不错。
You good.
你很棒哦。
You must tell them how to pray.
你要跟他们分享怎么祷告。
You good.
你也很棒。
Must tell them how to pray.
你要跟他们分享怎么祷告。
Tonight's meeting over, please tell the rest, pray.
好，今天晚上结束之后呢，你一定要告诉其他人好好祷告。
You must become the prayer leader.
你要成为一个祷告领袖。
Among all the young people.
在年轻人当中。
Tell them, come on, pastor, come to pray.
好，你在牧师告诉我们要祷告的。
Amen.
Amen.
And then you influence the rest of the young people.
那你影响其他年轻人。
Amen.
Amen. 不要忘掉。
Oh, here also. Hallelujah.
啊，这边也是。
Sorry, I don't know you're here.
抱歉，我不晓得你们在这里。
You can pray like that?
你们可以这样祷告吗
？Let's try.
One. 看看好吗
？Just pray. Now.
好，闭上眼睛。
These are your friends?
你们是朋友吗
？Friends? No.
Different.
Oh. Now, you heard them pray, right?
Huh?
Now, you heard them pray?
有没有听到他的祷告
？Huh?
有哈。
Pray stronger, can?
试看看好吗
？Can?Yes，
好不好
？Yes， strong。Yes， yes。
先做个好朋友。
Okay， okay， thank you。 I'm sorry that I took up your time to explain all this.
很抱歉要花这么多时间来做这样的解释。
But we got to change.
但是我们一定要改变。
We got to change.
一定得改变。
Trust me, I went through this change before.
相信我，我也是接受过这样一样的训练的。
If you saw me 10 years ago,
如果你看到十年前的我
，That is, if you saw me in 1989, 90, I pray very nice prayer.
就是1989年的时候，我做了一个很好听的祷告。
It had to go even backwards to 1987. Then I pray very nice prayer.
1987年，哇，做那太好听的祷告了。
But the Holy Spirit taught me differently.
但是圣灵用不同方式来指教我。
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe afterwards we have a demonstration.
也许稍后我们再做个示范。
Okay, afterwards we're going to have a demonstration.
稍后我们再做示范。
Tonight I want to talk to you that there are blessings involved in a person who engages in speaking in tongues.
今天呢，我想要分享的信息是说，当一个人他愿意花时间来方言祷告的时候，他可以得到的祝福有哪些？
Why do we need to speak in tongues?
为什么你想说方言？
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
哥林多前书的第十四章，
and he says in verse 2, For he that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men but unto God, for no man understand him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries.
哥林多前书的第十四章，他讲到说，在第十
第二节，
在第二节，那说方言的原不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人听出来，然而他在心灵里却是讲说各样的奥秘。
Now, do you know why there's a controversy concerning tongues?
你知道为什么在说方言这件事上常常有争议吗？
You see, when this verse say, when he speak in tongues, he was speaking in the spirit.
好，这个地方讲说，当他说方言的时候，他乃是在灵里面祷告。
The spiritual realm is a mysterious realm.
灵界呢是一个非常奥秘的领域。
Do you understand the spiritual realm?
你可以明白属灵的领域吗
？Have you seen it?
你们看过
？No, not many.
不是很多人看过。
It is a realm that not many people comprehend.
好，那个世界是不是很多人可以明白了解的
？Because when you pray in tongues, you areGoing into the spiritual realm.
因为当你进入方言祷告，你就进入到那个属灵的领域里头去了。
That's why it says that you are talking to God, you're not talking to them.
对他来说呢，你乃是跟神说，不是跟人说。
And most of us, we want to explain everything to a man who don't understand tongues.
通常我们总是呢，要跟一个不认识方言的人去解释好多。
You know how he said, "How big in the spirit he speak mysteries."
到底他诉说各样的奥秘，这奥秘到底是哪些
？Mystery is a mystery.
奥秘就是奥秘啊。
What is a mystery?
什么叫做奥秘呢
？Something that cannot be explained.
就是无法用口说解释的。
Can you explain a mystery?
你可以来解释什么叫奥秘吗
？What is this mystery?
什么叫做奥秘呢
？Tongues was hidden from men for 4,000 years.
4,000年来，这个方言呢，一直向人是隐藏的。
Since the day of Adam's creation.Tongue was not in existence until the day of Pentecost.
从亚当被赶出伊甸园之后呢，这个方言呢，一直到使徒行传的时候才发现。
Can you imagine on the day of Pentecost when the tongue experience come, all the 120 confused?
你可以想象出来吗？当五旬节那一日，说方言的恩赐临到的时候，他们每一个人都一定相当的混乱。
They don't understand.
他们不能够明白。
But they know it is of God.
但他们知道是从神来的。
They don't understand. But they know it is of God.
他们不明白，但他们知道是从神来的。
Tongue is a mystery.
说方言是个奥秘。
You see, in 1992,
在1992年
，there was a movement that happens in Canada, Toronto.
在多伦多加拿大有这么一个运动
It is called the laughter movement.
它叫做喜笑运动
You have this movement here?
这里有没有喜笑运动喜笑 Yeah. 大笑大笑
啊四年前啊 This laughter movement.
这样的一个喜笑的运动
In 1992, it's a mystery to me.
1992年的时候，对我来讲，实在是个奥秘。
I said, Are you sure people laugh at you like that?
我说你很确定人们要这样笑才行吗
？I've never seen it before.
我以前从来没看过。
It's not from God.
这不是从神来的。
They laugh until they cause the whole service go chaos.
他们笑到整个聚会乱糟糟的。
And even the preacher cannot preach because of the laughter.
讲员都没有办法讲道了。
I said there's disorder in the service. No, it's not of God.
聚会当中哈没秩序，这已经不从神来的。
So I speak against it.
所以我就抵挡。
But then the Holy Spirit say.
然后圣灵在我里头说。
Son, go and take a look.
孩子啊，好好去瞧瞧。
I said no, no time.
我说不，我没时间。
And in prayer, the Holy Spirit says, "Son, go and."
去好好瞧瞧。
So I told my senior pastor.
就告诉主任牧师。
The pastor, the Holy Spirit says we have to go and take a look.
我说牧师啊，圣灵告诉我说我们必须要去瞧瞧呢。
And so we went to Malaysia.
所以我们到马来西亚去。
And we spent three days in that meeting.
三天在那个聚会里面。
First day we went in.
第一天我们进去。
We start to laugh.
他们开始起笑。
We fold our hands.
好，我们就双手这样交叉摆着。
Mm-hmm.
嗯。
See what this strange thing is all about.
嗯，这到底什么玩意儿
？We were very defensive.
我们好非常。
We were observing, and they come and
pray. 不断观察。
And we said, pray.
嗯哼，好，祷告，好，好，看。
So first day nothing happened.
第一天什么事情都没发生。
Because we don't open our hearts.
因为我们没有打开我们的心。
We have a lot of question mark and doubts in our mind.
我们里面有很多的问号，有很多的怀疑。
We saw people roll on the floor.
看那么多人滚在地上。
This is not civilized.
哎呀，这真是不文明啊！
No, we Christians must behave godly.
我们必须要很敬虔的、端庄的。
So on the second day.
所以第二天。
We went in the morning.
清晨。
Nothing happened.
没什么事情发生。
In the afternoon.
下午。
I said, Pastor.
我说牧师啊。
We have only 1.5 days more.
好，还只剩下一天半了。
Why everybody laugh? We don't laugh.
为什么每个人都笑，其实我们不笑
？So we pray.
所以我们去祷告。
We said, Lord.
We
took 3 days to come and find out why.
我们要花这么几天功夫来这边。
We don't understand this mystery.
想了解这其中的奥秘。
Would you please explain to us?
你能否跟我们解释一下
？And the Holy Spirit say.
圣灵告诉我说。
You have pride.
你没有骄傲。
You don't humble yourself to learn.
你没有谦卑己身来学习。
This is a new thing that I've given to the church.
这是我给教会的新事。
So I told the pastor, I said, we have to humble ourselves.
所以我告诉牧师说，我们必须要好好谦卑自己。
We don't know this thing. Let's go and learn.
不明白，好好学吧。
Second night we went.
第二天晚上我们去了。
And we didn't fold our arms anymore.
这会我们不再呢双手交叉摆
着。You know, body language can tell a person.
你知道吗？哈，一个这样身体语言可以让来跟人啊，让人知道你心中想什么。
I study body postures.
好，我常常会研究一下人的摆的姿势。
When certain person speak, sit in a certain position, I know what you are.
当某个人用某种方式坐着的时候，我就知道你在想什么。
So we went.
所以我们就去了。
And the pastor from England said, "Who wants the blessing? Come now."
从英国来的牧师他就说，谁想得祝福来。
So we went forward.
所以我们就往前去了。
And he prayed.
然后祷告。
There's presence of God very strong.
哎，真的有神很强烈的同在。
And then I said, "Oh Lord, I think it's you." Let go.
我觉得是你的，然后我说好吧，我就领受，然后就倒下去了。
And then he prayed again.
然后再做了祷告。
And I felt the presence of God in a very strong way.
我觉得神真是很有能力的运行同在。
Lord, I think it is of you.
主啊，我想这真是你哦。
So I got up.
所以我就站起来。
I went back to my seat.
回到座位上去。
And the pastor again say, "Anyone want to be prayed for again? Please come."
牧师说，还有谁要接受祷告，请到前头来。
I went forward.
我又往前去了。
And he prayed.
他又祷告。
And I fall.
然后又倒地。
This time a stronger presence came.
这次更强的恩膏了。
After a while, I got up. I went back to my seat.
稍后我起来，回到座位去。
Anyone have not been prayed for? You want me to pray? Please come.
还没接受过祷告的呢，现在呢，我要为你祷告。
I got up from my seat and I went again.
我从座椅上起来，又往前去。
And he prayed for me.
他又为我再次祷告。
And I went down.
然后我又倒下去。
This went on for 13 times.
我告诉你，这是持续13次。
Because I have to overcome my mind.
因为我必须要得胜我的头脑。
Because my mind was resisting this mystery.
因为我的头脑在抵挡这个奥秘。
On the 13th time.
在第十三次的时候
，At 2 o'clock in the morning，
清晨两点钟
，The meeting started 7:30 and it lasted until 3 o'clock。
好，那七点半开始，然后呢，一直到半夜。
At 2 o'clock in the morning，
清晨两点的时候，哇，已经笑不出来了，很累了。
Then other people laugh，
其他的比较大声，
那叫第十三次。And roll and laugh，
又滚又笑，又滚又笑。
And my pastor also start to laugh，
我的牧师也开始笑。
And we got it.
我们得着了。
And I went home.
回家去。
My wife said.
我的妻子说。
Have you received the blessing?
你有领受到祝福啊。
I said yes. Can I pray for you?
我说是的，我可以为你祷告吗
？The moment I prayed for her, she laughed for over 2 hours.
我因为她祷告，她就 笑了两个小时。
The next day, I called all the young people into my home.
有一天，我就把所有年轻人都呼召到我家。
I prayed for all of them. Everyone fell in the living room, in the hall, in the kitchen, in the study room. Everybody started to laugh.
结果，那年轻人呢，无论是在浴室、是在卧房、是在客厅，每一个人都倒地大笑。
It is a genuine move of God.
那是真实的神的运行啊。
But I'm trying to explain this background to tell you that sometimes.We trying to understand the mystery of God with the intellect.
我可以跟你们分享这个例子，是因为我要告诉你们说，常常我们的头脑拦阻了认识神诸般的奥秘。
What is speaking in tongues?
什么叫说方言啊？
My Bible school never taught me.
新学校没教。
My pastor never say.
牧师从来没说过。
And I don't understand what you're talking about.
我不明白你在说什么。
It's a strange thing.
好稀奇啊。
This must not be from God.
一定不从神来的。
It is a mystery.
那是个奥秘啊。
A mystery can only be understood by experience.
所以奥秘只能你亲身去经历。
Example.
举个例。
If I tell you, I saw a vision of an angel.
如果我告诉你说我看到天使的异象。
And you have never seen an angel in your life before.
你生平从没看过天使。
How can you believe me?
你如何来相信我？
It's a mystery.
那是个奥秘啊。
But when you experience it yourself,
但是如果亲身经历的话，
you saw an angel.
你就看到天使了。
You will believe.
你就会相信了。
Speaking in tongues is the same.
说方言也是这样。
It's a mystery.
那是一个奥秘。
You may not understand it.
也许你不明白。
But when you experience it,
但是当你经历的时候，
you will know.
你就知道。
It is of God.
真是从神来的。
Because in 1986.
在一九八六年的时候
I was very hungry for God.
那时候很饥渴要神
I was still attending the Presbyterian church.
我那时候仍然在长老教会
But there was no breakthrough in my life.
但是我生命中没有突破
But I was hungry for God.
但是我饥渴要神
And so my friend who is from a charismatic church said, you need to get the blessing.
所以我的从灵恩派教会的朋友就告诉我说你
要得到祝福 So he invited me for the Wednesday night prayer meeting.
所以他邀请我参加周三的晚上的祷告会
And when I came in,
当我进去的时候
Suddenly said, This is the man!
突然之间呢说哎就是这个人啊
Everybody look at me!
每个人都回头看我
said, What happened?
我说发生什么事情
And he asked me to come into the middle of the hall
他要我到、这个 会场的中间
And many pair of hands laid on me all over the place、
到处都有人按手在我头上
And suddenly they start to pray
突然间他们开始祷告
And I felt rain
我就觉得还有恩雨配降
It was saliva from them
You pray, or saliva. Oh, 原来那个雨啊，是他们的汗啊，汗流浃背啊。
And when they pray,
当他们祷告的时候
，I felt the presence of God.
我真的感受到神的同在。
And I felt something from within me begin to rise up.
我发现在我里头有东西升起。
He said, "Do you feel something?" I said, "Yeah."
他说你有没有感受到
？Speak, speak. I said, "Speak what?"
我说说啊，我说说什么
？I don't know how to speak.
我不晓得怎么说。
He said, "Just." Go by faith. Whatever coming out, just speak.
他说你就凭信嘛，反正里面有什么你就说什么。
And I speak.
我就说了。
I got it.
得着了。
I went home.
回家去。
On the bus, when I was sitting in the bus going home.
好，坐了公车回家去的时候。
The demon tell me.
邪灵就告诉我。
He say, Are you sure this is of God?
他说你确定从神来的吗
？If it is of God, how come you don't understand?
如果从神来，你怎么会不明白？
So I think, Yeah, it's true. I don't understand.
我说对呀，没错啊，我真的是不明白。
Your friend is from.Your friend is from their culture.
你的朋友啊，他那个是异端呐、
Don't associate with him.
不要跟他交往。
So for the next 2 weeks, I saw my friend.
接下来两周，我就说，你是异端教会。You're
from a satanic church, and I refuse to talk to him. I say I'm a good Presbyterian. Don't pollute me.
他说，我说我是一个很好的长老会会友，你千万不要来污染我。
And so for 2 weeks, I refuse to talk to him.
所以两周我拒绝跟他讲话。
Then one day in the morning, while I was brushing my teeth.
然后有一天清晨，当我在刷牙的时候
，Suddenly from deep within my belly, I heard the noise of speaking tongues.
突然之间，从我腹部的深处，我听到有这种说方言的声音升起。
And so I start to say, I bind you, devil.
我就开始说，我奉主的名捆绑你，魔鬼。
And the Holy Spirit said, Don't bind me.
所以你就告诉我说，你不要捆绑我啊。
I said, You?
我说是你啊。
It is me who have given you this experience.
是我啊，是我把这个经验赐给你啊。
And I repented on the spot.
给我当场悔改。
With Colgate in my mouth.
我那时候还刷牙嘛，哈。我不搞了，不搞了，不搞了，不搞了，不搞了，不搞了，不搞了，不搞了，不搞了，里面都还冒泡
了。And I started speaking tongues.
开始说方言了。
That's how I got over.
我就是这样越过的。
Speaking in tongue is a mystery.
说方言是个奥秘。
So I begin to speak in tongue.
所以我开始说方言。
So I start to speak in tongue. Ura ba ga ra ba ba.
我就开始说方言。
And my mind fight me.
然后我的思想都会抵挡我。
What are you talking?
你在说什么？
Why do you pray in understanding?
你为什么不用悟性祷告？
No man can hear you.God don't understand all this nonsense that you're talking about.
没有人可以明白啊，神根本不晓得你在说什么。
Are you sure it's good for you? How come you don't feel something?
你觉得很好吗？你怎么没有一点感觉都没有呢？
I thought, yeah, I don't feel good.
我说对呀。
No breakthrough. No breakthrough.
没有突破。
But then suddenly one day when I read 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 that we just read.
但是更多前书十四章第二节我们刚读的那个经节。
And the Holy Spirit say.
圣灵告诉我说。
Son, when you speak in tongues, you are speaking to me.
儿子啊，你说方言的时候，你是跟我说的。
It's direct communication with me.
这是跟我直接的沟通啊。
Do you know what's God's telephone number?
你知道神的电话号码是几号？
God's telephone number is speaking in tongues.
神的电话号码就是说方言。
Because he that speak in unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. So that's God's telephone number.
说那不同的语言呢，不是对人说的，乃是对神说的。所以呢，说方言就是神的电话号码。
So because of one verse, I encourage myself.
所以因为这个经节，我就鼓励我自己。
And I resist my mind.
我自己心中抵挡。
I start to speak.
我开始说。
My mind disturb me.
好，我的意念会抵挡我。
I said, Lord, what to do now?
我说主啊，该如何来处理
？You see, I'm a very rational person because I'm a male. I'm a male.
因为他是个男性。
Male always think.
男性比较多用头脑想
right, Pastor?
对不对
Male is very intellectual
男性哈头脑比较大一点
And so my mind fights me
所以呢我的意念就来抵挡我
I said Lord there's too much noise in my mind What to do?
我说我里面太多的杂音了我当怎么来处理啊
And the Lord said speak louder
主说你说大声一点
Let the loud tongues drown the noise of the thoughts
让呢这大声的说方言祷告把里面的意念给淹蔽
So I begin to speak very loud
所以我就开始大声来说
Drown my thoughts
好我就呢要把我那个思想把它淹
蔽 Keep speaking
继续说
And I use this verse to encourage me
然后我就读这个经节来鼓励我自己
No I'm speaking to God I'm speaking to God I'm really speaking to God
我真实实是跟神说话
Devil I'm speaking to God You are a liar The Bible tells me so
魔鬼啊你是个说谎者我真真实实跟神说话圣经
上
说的
So I speak and I speak and I speak
所以我一说一说再说
And strange things happen
奇奇的事情发生了。
For the first time in my life,
我生平第一次。
I felt a very strong presence.
我突然感受到非常强的神的同在。
I never felt such strong presence.
从来没有感受到有这么强烈的神的同在。
What is that?
我说这是什么
？And I continue to speak.
我持续不断的说。
And then suddenly I felt a strange sensation.
突然间我里面有特别的这种感觉。
My hands.Begin to get warm, and there's electrical feelings in the fingertips of my hand.
我的手呢就开始热起来，而那我指尖开始有电流的感觉。
So what is this?
我说这是什么东西
？I don't understand.
我不明白。
So I went and asked my friend.
我就问我朋友说。
I said, you know what? Am I feeling in my hands?
你知道我的手上的感觉是什么吗
？He said, don't worry. You're picking up the presence of God.
他说你不要担心，因为这时候呢，神同在已经临到。
So I began to pray.
所以我开始祷告。
I pray and I pray.
祷告，祷告，继续祷告。
And suddenly my hands got so hot.
关键是我的手这样的热。
I was praying like this. Ura bashakara, ura bashakara.
好烫啊！就这样祷告，就是边甩手边放，手放。
I went to the tap and I washed my hand. Ura bashakara.
哦，我就那找水龙头啊，在那个水下冲啊。
Was so hot.
继续说方言，好烫啊！
Ask my friend, what is this?
我朋友说到底怎么回事啊
He said, Brother, you are tapping into the anointing, the presence of God.
弟兄啊，你现在已经接上神的恩膏，神的同在了。
I said, you sure this is the anointing?
我说你很确定这是恩膏吗
？He said, don't worry, pray some more.
我说不要担心，继续祷告。
So I pray.
我说我继续祷告。
And when I pray and I pray,
当我祷告继续祷告的时候
，Suddenly I felt like hot liquid fire just came all over me.
突然我就觉得那个火般的液体呢，从头淋到我脚底。
And I start to weep.
我开始哭泣。
And I don't understand why I cry.
我不明白为什么要哭。
Because I've been praying nice prayers all these years as a Christian.
因为一生的年日，基督徒的年日，总是做那个好听的祷告。
When I was praying nice prayers, only mosquitoes visited me.
当我做好听的祷告时，只有那个
蚊子
来拜访我。
But now when I pray.In with all my heart, the presence of God came and visited me.
当我全心祷告的时候，神同在就临到我了。
And so I said, I will pray some more and find out what is all this all about.
所以呢，我就说我要更多祷告，我想要探究。
And when I began to pray, I began to felt my belly was hot.
当我去祷告的时候，我就觉得我腹部非常的热。
I felt like electric current going through my hands.
我就觉得那个电流呢流通到我的手。
Yeah, I don't understand why.
不明白为什么。
And I ran and talked to their pastor.
然后我就跟牧师讲话。
I said, I don't understand all this.
我不明白这是什么。
He says, don't worry.
他说不要担心。
When you have the experience, you know everything. Nobody needs to tell you.
当你有这样的经验的时候呢，已经知道了，不需要任何人再跟你说了。
So I said, Lord, I'm going to experience you.
所以我说主啊，我要来经历你。
And I begin to pray.
我开始祷告。
I locked myself in the room and I began on my journey to pray earnestly.
我关锁自己的房门，开始很迫切、火热的祷告，开始我的祷告生活。
At times when the anointing hit me, I begin to shake.
有时候呢，恩膏临到我，开始全身颤抖。
I try to control myself, but it starts to shake.
我想要控制我自己，但它一直不断的抖动。
And I felt it was like the presence of God, like heat.
我觉得神同在，好像一阵热流。
And then one night when I was praying.
然后呢，当我在祷告的时候。
It was past midnight.
已经过了午夜。
Then I heard a cry of a woman outside the door.
然后我就听到有一个女人哭声在门外。
I opened the door.
我打开门。
Nobody's there.
没人在那。
I closed the door.
把门关上。
I pray again.
再祷告一次。
I heard the noise again of a woman's cry.
我又听到女人哭泣声。
I opened the door again.
再度打开门。
Nobody's there.
没人在那。
I closed the door.
再关上门。
I said, strange things is happening.
奇怪的事情啊。
You must understand the spirit realm is a mystery.
你必须要知道灵界呢是相当奥秘的。
Because when you pray in a known tongue, you get into the spirit.
因为你说呢，人不懂的语言，你乃是呢进入灵界了。
So I pray again.
所以我再度祷告。
This time I heard two women crying.
这次我听到两个女人哭泣。
I opened the door, nobody.
打开门，没人在。
Close the door.
再把门关上。
I say, ghost.
我说是鬼呀。
咚咚咚咚，
心脏开始跳动。
I was afraid, maybe I met a ghost.
也许我真遇见鬼了。
And I pray again.
再继续祷告。
This time I saw them standing outside the door. I saw in a vision. It was open vision. I saw them standing outside the door. Two women and two children.
那这次我真真实实是眼睛哈看到了，看到是两个女人，两个孩子。
I was beating very fast.
哇，心跳非常快。
And then I suddenly get the voice. Open the door. Nobody's there.
那突然间又再次打开，又没人。
And that night I was very frightened.
那天晚上我吓都吓死了。
So I don't pray.
所以我就继续祷告。
I cover myself with a blanket.
我就不祷告，我就用那个。
Holding on my Bible.
遮盖，然后里面握着圣经。
Because there was nobody in that island.
因为那岛上没半个人
了。I was in a military medical center.
我那时候是在军方的医院里头。
Next morning.
隔晨。
I asked my friend, I said, "This is what I saw."
我问我的朋友说，我说我看到这些东西。
He said, "You have moved into the gifts of God."
他说你已经进入到神的恩赐里面去了。
He said you have moved into one gift called the discerning of spirits.
他说你已经进入到一种恩赐叫做辨别诸灵的恩赐里面了。
Strange.
好奇怪。
So the next night, I said, "Ha, if that's the gift of God, I want to explore."
所以呢，我就说好，如果那是神来的恩赐，那我要更多的探索。
So I begin to speak in tongues.
所以我开始继续说方言。
And then in speaking tongues,
在说方言的时候
，I saw a vision.
我看到一个异象。
What did I saw? I saw words floating in the air.
我看到木材呢在空中飞。
I thought my mind was gone crazy.
我想我大概要发疯了。
I called my pastor. I said, "Pastor, why am I seeing words floating in the air?"
我就跟我牧师问说，为什么看到这么多木材在空中飘
？He said, "You are moving into the realm of the spirit. The gift of God is operating."
他说你已经进入到灵界了，神的灵呢在运行。
On Sunday morning, I prayed.
主日早上我祷告。
I ran into the church.
我进到教会里头去。
A stranger, for the first time, a visitor visited our church.
有这么第一个陌生人来到我们的教会。
The moment I saw her, I saw a word written from the top of her head all the way to the feet.
我一看到她的时候，就看到那个木材从头到尾。
No, a word written all over her body.
就有这么一个字眼写在她全身上头。
Is a sin that was written all over her body.
那个字眼叫罪，全身都写了罪。
After the service, I asked this woman.
聚完会之后，我问这个妇人
I said, I don't know you,
我说我不认识你
but the Lord is telling you to tell you something.
但是主神要我告诉你一些事
you need to repent.
你需要悔改
and I named that sin.
结果我就把这个罪呢给说出来
and she cried.
她开始哭泣
and she said yes.
她说是的
how do you know?
你怎么知道
I said, I don't know.
我说我不知道
I just saw.
我就是看见了
and that was the beginning of my experience of moving in the gifts of God.
在圣灵恩赐当中，那是我初次的运作
my young people,
我亲爱的年轻们
when you begin to pray prayers,
当你开始做方言祷告的时候，
you will begin to move into the gifts of God without people laying hand on you.
好，你开始就在圣灵的恩赐中运行的，不需要有人按手在你身上。
And do you know something?
然后你知道吗？
I begin to pray.
好，你越多祷告。
I said, wow, speaking in tongues is wonderful.
我说哇，说方言太棒了。
I can see things.
我可以看见东西。
I saw begin to pray in tongues.
我开始说方言。
And one night when I was praying in tongues,
有一天晚上我说方言的时候。
I almost fall to the ground.
我几乎掉到地上去了。
I saw a huge man standing in front of me.
我看见在我前头站一个好高大的人。
I said, "Wow, it's real, man."
我说啊，这是真的人呐。
It's an angel.
只是个天使。
I've never seen an angel before.
我先前从没看过天使。
He was so tall, so strong.
好高啊，好壮啊。
I said, "Wow."
我说哇哦。
Angel.
天使啊。
What would I do if I pray some more? Can I see God?
如果我再更多祷告，搞不好我可以看见神呢。
And so I begin to pray.
所以我更多的祷告。
And I pray.
祷告。
And one day,
有一天
I went into the meeting.
我参加一个聚会。
And this speaker was walking up the stage.
这讲员呢，他在讲台上走。
And I saw a cloud was above him, following him.
我看到头顶上有一片云彩。
And he stood in the middle of the pulpit.
他就站在讲台中央。
He said, "The presence of God is here."
好，神同在在这里。
I saw it.
我看见了耶。
I saw the presence of God.
我正在看见神的同在。
I say, yummy, yummy.
哇，太棒，太棒了。
It's wonderful speaking in tongues.
说方言真好啊。
I say, what will happen if I pray some more?
我如果再多祷告一点，会发生什么事呢？
So I begin to pray.
所以我要开始祷告。
I pray.
祷告。
And one day my hand feels very hot.
有一天我的手好热。
And a sister tell me, I'm not feeling well.
一个姊妹说我身体不舒服。
Maybe I should try.
他说：“也许我该试看看喽。”
I said, "Can I pray for you?"
我可以为你祷告吗？
I pray for her.
我就为她祷告。
Instantly, her fever depart.
马上呢，发高烧就离退了。
He said, "Thank you, I'm healed."
他说：“谢谢你，我得医治了。”
I said, "Don't bluff. You sure not?"
他说：“你不要欺哄我啊，真的吗？”
I'm healed.
他说：“真的，我得医治了。”
I said, "Hey."
Hey,
this is wonderful.
太棒了。
Then one day when I read John chapter 5,
然后有一天我读约翰福音第五章，
it talks about how an angel rested in the pool of Siloam.
他谈到呢，天使是怎么样停在希罗亚池不查，
stirring the waters, and whoever touched the waters, they are healed.
搅动池水，有第一个下去的人就可以得医治。
And the Lord says, anointing can be transmitted to water.
好，主神说呢，那样的恩膏可以透过水来传递。
So one day I took a cup of water.
所以有一天我就拿起一个杯子。
And I begin to pray.
我开始好好祷告。
Pray.
祷告。
And when the anointing hit me,
觉得恩膏就临到我。
I dip my whole fingers into the water.
我就把那个手放到水里头去。
Oh, let the anointing rest in this bowl of water.
那个恩膏就停在那水里头。
And then a few people came.
几个人上来。
I said, "You want to touch by the Lord?"
我说你需要被主触摸到吗
？Be ready.
预备好啊
sprinkle the water.
我就把那个水就浇到他们身上去。
Everyone fall.
每个人倒到地上。
I said, "Wow."
我说 ，Wow.
What happened to you?
你怎么啦
？He said, "They feel the presence of God."
他说，我感受到神的同在啊。
I said, "Oh."
我说，哦。
Pray in tongues is wonderful.
说方言太棒了。
You can release the power of God.
你可以释放神的能力。
I said, "I will do some more experiment."
我说，我要多做一点实验哦。
One day.
有一天
I read in Acts chapter 19
使徒行传第十九章
Is it nice? Speaking in tongues?
说方言棒不棒啊小朋友们啊
Acts 19 I heard how Paul says healing came through his aprons and his handkerchiefs
在使徒行传第十九章里面保罗呢他怎么医病人是透过那个围巾啊
I never tried that before
我说我先前从没试过啊
I will give it a try
我试看看好了
I took my handkerchief
我就拿起我的手机
and I pray.
然后我就祷告
and when the presence of God came,
然后当神同在临到的时候
I said, "Lord, release the anointing into this handkerchief."
我说主啊释放你的恩膏到这个手帕里头
and a sister was sick.
那个姊妹病了
I said, "Take this handkerchief home."
我说你把这个手机拿回家
and sleep.
睡在上面
tomorrow morning you'll be healed.
明天早上你得医治
she took it home.
她把它拿回家
and next morning she was healed.
隔晨他真得医治了。
I said, "Wow!"
我说 "Wow!"
And one day I was ministering from the pulpit.
有一天我在讲台上服事的时候
，The Lord said, "Take a flower."
主神说拿一朵花。
I took a flower.
我就拿了一朵花。
Tell them to smell it now.
啊，叫他们闻闻看。
When they smell it, the presence of God came and they fall.
他们一闻神灵同在，灵倒都倒地了。
I tell you, I have such a wonderful experience praying in tongues.
我告诉你呀，说方言呢，实在有太多美妙的经验。
I saw so many things were happening.
我看到好多奇怪的事情不断发生。
But
但是
I say, how can I explain to people who don't know?
我如何去跟那些不知道的人来解释呢？
So I ask God, God, can you teach me how to share with people who wants to know about speaking in tongues but do not know?
所以我就跟神祈求说，我主啊，我应该如何来教导别人？他们想要认识，但是他们不知道，那我应该如何来指教他们？
The first thing that the Lord taught me is, go and tell them.
好，主神教我第一件事情就是说，你去跟他们说。
That two persons go into a swimming pool.
两个人到游泳池去。
They look at this pool.
看着这个游泳池。
One is a swimmer, one is a non-swimmer.
一个人会游泳，一个人不会游泳。
So the swimmer say, "Go in, it's wonderful. Let's swim."
所以那会游泳跟那不会游泳人说进去很棒的。
And the non-swimmer say, "No, you want me to drown?"
然后那不会游泳人说不行啦，你要
我。And the swimmer just went into the pool and it's up to his chin.
结果呢那个会游泳的人就走下去。
You won't drown, it's only here. No, 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 I will drown in the waters.
不我一定会溺毙的。
Then he swim, he said, ah, look at this swimming, it's wonderful.
然后在里面游泳的时候，太棒，下来吧，那个旁边的人说不。
That was how the very first time I explained to people of tongues.
第一次我跟他解释说方言的事情。
I said, tongue is a mystery. Tongue is a mystery.
说方言是个奥秘啊。
You will be like a non-swimmer trying to know whether this swimming pool,Can be a good benefit to you.
那你要跟那个不会游泳的人来解释说这要成为你的益处呢？
Even though this pool is good for you, out of fear you say no.
其实这个泳池对你很棒，但是你也会说不。
But then my explanation is too shallow.
但是我的经验仍然太粗浅了。
I said, Lord, do you have some more explanation that I can explain to the people?
我说主啊，还有没有更多的解释让我可以去跟人分享？
And then the Lord began to explain Mark chapter 16.
然后主呢开始用马可福音十六章跟我分享。
In Mark chapter 16,
马可福音的第十六章。
In verse 15,
在十五节。
Jesus said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
他又对他们说，耶稣对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民。
Now, do you believe that this is the Great Commission?
你们相信这是耶稣给的大使命？
You believe, right?
你们相信对不对？
Now, this is what Jesus says in verse 17.
在十七节耶稣这样说的。
And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, they shall lay hand on the sick, and they shall recover.
十七节，信的人必有神迹随着他们就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害，手按病人就必好了。
Now, can I ask you a question?
我可以问你们一个问题吗？
Who spoke this word?
到底是谁说这个话的？
It was the Lord Jesus.
是主耶稣基督。
And when Jesus says that when you go forth and preach the Great Commission,
当主耶稣说你去传着大使命。
He says four signs is going to follow you.
他说有四个神迹其实要跟着你。
The first sign is that in my name you're going to cast out devils.
第一个就是你奉我的名你可以赶鬼。
He said another sign is that you will take up serpents and drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you.
然后第二个，当你拿了毒物呢，这毒必不害你。
And then a last sign is that when you lay hand on a sick, they will recover.
而呢，当你按手在病人身上的时候呢，他们就必好了。
Now let me ask you a question.
我现在问各位一个问题。
Do you believe in healing?
你相信医治吗？
You believe that God heals today?
你相信神至今仍然医治吗？
How many of you believe that God heals?
多少人相信神至今仍然医治？请举手。
How many?
多少人？
Some don't believe that God can heal today.
还有一些人不太相信哦。
That means our God is a little God, there's no power to heal.
但是我们神呢是非常小的神，没有能者。
Okay, the second question. Do you believe that God has power to cast out the enemy?
你相信神有这个能力可以赶仇敌吗？
Do you believe that there's a ministry of deliverance casting out devils?
有释放服事、赶鬼的服事，你相信吗？
All you believe.
好，每个人都相信。
Now, do you believe when you pray for the food and you sanctify the food you eat?Even if there's something deadly inside, God can protect you. How many believe?
相信说如果那个食物里面有毒，然后呢，你就奉主的名使它得洁。
You don't know that this food is poison, but because you pray earnestly and you eat, and that poison didn't harm you.
你相信说当你为食物祷告，你使它洁净的时候，不管那里面有没有毒啊，你只要是已经祷告得洁净的，很卖力的祷告，那么这个东西万一有毒绝不会害你的。
Do you believe that?The prayer will sanctify your food and your drink.
你相信这祷告绝对可以你的食物呢得洁净的。
Now, if you believe that,
如果你这样相信的话，
if you believe in all these three signs,
如果在这样的一个三个记号你都相信，
why not believe that the fourth sign is also available today?
你为什么不相信第四样的记号也是绝对可以成就？
In my name, they shall speak in new tongues.
奉我的名，他们必要说新方言。
These four signs go together.
这四个记号是同时进行。
You cannot say you want these three signs and the other signs you don't want.
你不能说我只要前三个神迹，不要后面那个神迹。
It is one of the verse.
这是其中的一个啊。
If you come against speaking in tongues,
如果你抵挡说方言。
If you really want to come against speaking in tongues,
如果呢你不愿意说方言。
Your speaking in tongues is not of God.
你说。说方言不是从神
Speaking tongues is unbiblical.
说方言不符合圣经教导。
Then I would like to give you a scissors.
那我就呢要把一把剪刀给你。
And go and cut out that verse.
你把这个经节给剪下来。
Because that verse, you don't believe that verse is in the Bible, right? So you must cut out that verse in verse 17. In my name they will speak in new tongues. You must cut it out.
那因为你不相信嘛，对不对？不相信的人会说方言，那你就应该拿那个剪刀把这一节给剪掉。
Because you say it's not from the Bible, so it must not be there. So cut it out.
他说：“因为不是从圣经来的，所以一定不是在那里的。我们把它剪掉好了。”
But you cannot argue. This is in the Bible.
但是你无法争议的，这个经节确实在圣经里头。
He said, "Oh, yes, I believe there is tongues."
他说：“是的，我相信有方言。”
But it disappeared with the apostles, the early church.
但是早跟那个早期的那个使徒，
it doesn't exist today.
他们现在不存在了。
Now, if that's the case,
这样的话
，then I ask you, does the Great Commission still exist today?
那我就要问你们说，大使命现今仍然。还流程
吗？ Do we still need to preach the gospel to get people saved?
我们是不是还需要去传福音叫人得救呢？
Do you believe that we need to get the soul saved today?
你相不相信我们现在还要让世上灵魂得救呢？
If this is important today, then the four signs must happen today.
如果呢，执行大使命至今仍然重要的话，那说方言也一定是当时的记号，也是现在的记号。
That was the second way.God teach me how to explain to the people who don't understand about tongues.
这是神用这种第二种方式来要我去教导别人。
But then I have one problem.
然后我有一个问题了。
They will tell me, they say, "Oh yes, I believe you, but how do you know whether this is from God or from the devil?"
他们告诉我说，是啊，可是你怎么知道这是从神来还是从鬼来的？
And I was stuck, I don't know how to answer them.
所以我就卡住了，又不知道怎么回答他们。
And I went and prayed.
结果呢，我就去祷告。
For many, many months, there was no answer.
好多个月来都没有回答。
After many, many months,
经过好多个月
one day when I read Acts chapter 2, verse 3,
有一天我读《使徒行传》第二章第三节
Acts chapter 2 and verse 3,
使徒行传第二章第三节
They say they appear unto them as cloven tongues like as of fire.
他讲到说那一天呢，他们降临的时候就好像是火蛇的火焰，有蛇般的火焰降临。
Now, thisVerse that I'm reading from the King James Version.
好，我读的这个英文版本呢是钦定版的。
He says, "Cloven tongues."
这个很好，我们这个版本是舌头如火焰显现出来。
And suddenly,
那它的里面那个版本是说是像分蹄般的火焰，是好像动物的那个分蹄哈，那个两脚那个蹄。
Suddenly, the word "cloven" was quickened.
突然呢，这个分蹄这个字眼呢。啊，就突然间发起亮光了。
And I make a study, and I found it was in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 6.
结果呢，我那个字眼呢，在申命记十四章第六节里头。
It talks about how every cloven feet are clean animals you can eat.
那里面神只是百以色列百姓说，啊，这个分蹄的动物它是洁净的，才可以吃。
And then suddenly I realized.Cloven tongues is like cloven animals. They are clean before the eyes of the Lord.
所以呢，我突然间就明白，这分蹄般的火蛇呢，就好像是生命记里面的那个分蹄的动物是洁净的，在神面前是看为洁净的。
And suddenly I realize, tongue is a clean gift from God.
突然间我就明白，这方言乃是呢从神来的洁净的礼物。
It's clean.
是洁净的。
And from that day, there's no doubt.
从那一天以后，我不再怀疑了。
The tongues is a clean gift from God.
方言是神所赐的清洁的礼物。
And I began to share with the people.
我开始跟人分享。
And some of them believe me.
有些人愿意相信。
Some of them say, but don't you know the Bible say?
有些人就会说，但是你不知道圣经怎么说的吗
？Tongue will cease.
好，方言呢会停止的。
And he began to quote from me First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章。
He says in verse 8, he says, love never fails.
所以说前书第十三章他说呢爱永不止息
He said why are you always talking about tongues why wouldn't we talk about love
他说你为什么老是说方言你为什么不好好谈谈神的爱
love never fails
爱永不止息啊
but look at him he says tongues shall cease
他说呢说方言终必有停止的时候
he said told you tongues cease
他说你不知道吗方言会停止的
and I went back and I made a study
然后我回去好好研究了一下。
When I read the context from verse 8 to verse 12,
当我读了这第八节到第十二节前后文的时候
I understood something.
我突然间明白了
Paul was saying
保罗所说的是
When the perfect comes
当那完全者来到的时候
The perfect talks about the millennial age when Jesus comes again
当那完全的日子就是禧年就是耶稣基督再来的日子的时候
Those who are in parts will cease
那些呢都要停止其他
Tongue will cease, prophecy will cease, faith will cease
方言会停止恩赐会停止信心会停止
But now we are not in the age of perfection
在现在还未完全的时候
Jesus haven't come yet
耶稣还没有再来
And right now tongues will continue
现在方言还是要继续
And I said Lord is this sure? Are you sure
我说主啊你很确定吗
And the Holy Spirit said Don't you know that the chapter before in chapter 12 it says the manifestation of the Spirit one of it is the gift of the Spirit
那你不知道这前面第十二章里面讲到说呢，这个圣灵的恩赐的彰显，其中有一个恩赐就是说方言吗
？He said, "Do you believe that the Holy Spirit exists?"
你不相信圣灵存在吗
？I said, "Lord, I believe."
他说是啊，我相信啊。
Then my Spirit will manifest gifts.
那么我的圣灵一定会彰显出不同的恩赐出来。
My Spirit is still in existence today.
我的恩赐至今仍然存在。
And therefore, I understood.
所以我就明白了。
That tongue is for today.
说方言是给现今世代的
Because this is the age and the dispensation of the Holy Spirit.
因为呢，这时候正是啊圣灵啊啊恩赐彰显的时候。
But people say don't speak in tongues in the church.
但是有人说，这教会千万不要说方言。
It will confuse people.
这会使人混乱。
And then I began to read and study about this question.
然后我开始好好研究这个问题。
And I found out in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28, he says, God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healing, health, government, diversities of tongues.
然后我开始读《哥林多前书》的第十二章二十八节，前在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
It says that God had put men of God in the church.
他神呢，把属神的仆人放在教会里头。
He had put apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists in the church.
有使徒，有先知，有教师，传福音的。
He had put the pastors in the church.
他把牧师放在教会里头。
Do you believe that pastors is for the church?
你相信牧师应当在教会里头吗
？How many of you believe that pastors is for the church?
有多少人相信牧师是在教会里头的
？That pastors are supposed to be in the church.
牧师是应当在教会里面的。
Or only one believe that pastors should be in the church.
只有一个人相信说教会应该，不，牧师应该在教
会里面。The rest believe that pastors are not supposed to stay in the church.
其他人觉得说牧师不应该待在教会里面。
How many of you believe that in a church there must be pastors?
很多人相信说在教会里头应该有牧师的。
How many believe?
很多人相信说教会里面应该有牧师的。
The rest all feel that there should be no pastors in the church.
很多人都觉得说教会不用有牧师啊。
How many believe that pastors should be in the church?
很多人觉得说牧师应该在教会里头的。
Lift up your hand.
举手。
Oh, pastor, look at them. They don't believe that you should be in the church.
牧师啊，凄惨了！你看看他们都不相信教会应该有牧师。
They say you're not supposed to be there.
他们就想说，哎，明明摆着说你们不应该。
One more time. How many of you believe that pastor should be in the church?
有多少人相信教牧师应该在教会里头的，请举手。
I want to see whose hand. You don't believe pastor should be in the church?
你不觉得你不相信牧师应该在教会啊？那是在哪里呀？
Should be in the church?
你不相信说牧师应该在教会里头啊？
Which church are you in?
你在哪间教会啊？
I must tell your pastor about it.
要跟你们牧师讲一下。
How many?Believe that pastor should be in the church.
有多少人相信牧师应该在教会里面
？Yes.
Put
up your hand. Put up. Bold people, put up your hand.
勇敢啦，要举手啊。
You.
他不在教会，应该在哪里
？Amen. Okay. Now, if you believe that pastor should be in the church,
如果你相信牧师应该在教会里面
，According to this verse, tongues.Should be in the church.
照着这个经节，说方言也应当在教会里面。
Really carefully, that's what the scripture says.
经节就是这样说的、啊。
He said, "Diversities of tongues, God has set the church."
他讲到说呢，这里面讲的这个确切的话语，他是说方言。这刚刚讲的是有多样的方言应该在教会里面。
The word "set" in the Greek is the word to ordain.
设立这个字眼希腊语文呢，它叫做案例。
It's a very strong word.
这是一个非常有力的字。
God ordained tongues to be in the church.
是神按立方言在教会。
It is God's structure.
是神的结构。
It is God's way.
是神的法则。
God wants tongues to be in the church.
神要方言在教会的里头。
That scripture settled everything.
这个经节解决一切的事情。
And I believe that you understand.
那我相信你们明白。
You have come here for breakthrough in your prayer life.
你们来这个地方期待祷告生活中有所突破。
And I tell you, praying in tongues is one of the marvelous ways to get a breakthrough.
那我告诉你说方言是呢一个最奇妙的方式，让你可以快速突破。
You say, what kind of a breakthrough will I have?
你说我会有什么样子的突破呢？
1 Corinthians 14:4 says, He that speaketh in an own tongue edifies himself.
哥林多前书十四章的第四节，他说方言的就是造就自己。
Do you know the word edify?
你知道谁造就？
In the English language, literally it means to be charged like a battery.
他说怎么样做造就法呢？在那英文版本里面，他的意思是说是在充电，好像电池充电一般。
You see when.You see, let's imagine that we are like a battery.
想象一下，我们就是一支电池。
We use our energy to serve God.
我们用这里面的电池电力。
And one day we run low in energy.
有一天呢，这电力不够了。
We are very tired.
非常的疲惫。
But the Bible says when you speak in an own tongue, you are recharged like a battery.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们说，当我们说呢不自己不懂得方言的时候，我们乃是在重新得力。
The more you speak in tongues,
你越多的说方言
the more you become a fiery Christian,
你越多成为一个火热的基督徒
the more you be bold,
你越多的能够工作
the problem with the charismatic church is,
你看你看教会的
问题 we teach people the wrong way to speak in tongues,
都教导人家错的方式来说方言小鸡般的方言
and that's why the church becomes very weak,
所以教会才那么软弱
This is not the way they spoke on the day of Pentecost.
五旬节那一天不应当这样子的。
They spoke strong prayers.
他们做的是大力的祷告。
Remember in Acts chapter 10, he said when they speak in tongues with loud voice magnifying God.
使徒行传第十章，他们是大声祷告，彰显赞美神。
Loud praises to God.
好，他们大声的来赞美神。
So the first thing about tongues is when you speak in tongues, you bless yourself.
所以第一件你说方言的时候，你乃是祝福了你自己。
Because when you speak in tongues, you edify yourself.
因为当你说方言的时候，你造就你自己。
The word edify means to build up.
造就的意思就是建造。
You become strong.
你开始刚强起来。
Strong.
刚强起来。
Edify yourself.
造就了你自己。
And this word edify is very unique.
而造就这个字眼呢相当独特
This word edify in the Greek language is the word oikodomio
希腊文呢造就这个字眼叫做 oikodomio
Oikodomio is an architectural term
Oikodomio 呢这个字眼就叫做 architect
It has to do with the construction of a building
它意思说是一个建筑有关建筑方面的
You see when you build a building you build from the first story you build the second story build third story fourth story
当你建造建筑的时候你从第一层开始然后第二然后第三然后第四
You build higher and higher and higher and higher
不断的越造越高
He that speaks in an own tongue is like going up the staircase of a building going up higher and higher and higher and higher
那说方言呢就好像是呢从底层开始不断的建造一直不断的往上高
But most of us when we speak in tongue we are going lower and lower and lower and lower and lower and lower
好但是呢大部分我们说方言的人都是从最高处呢一直不断往谷底掉
But the Bible says, He that speak in his own tongue, you go higher and higher and higher.
但是你告诉我们说，说方言的人呢，他乃是越端会不断不断的提升。
I pray when you speak in tongues, you don't speak flat tone.
我祈祷我们说方言的时候，不要呢在单调的语调。
Flat tone means you're dead.
单调的语调表示你就死亡。
Flat.
好
No change.
没有改变，没有声调的。
咕嘟咕嘟咕嘟咕嘟
咕嘟咕嘟咕嘟。
Strong, sometimes weak, but sometimes strong.
带着力道，有时候当然稍微小声，但是有时候大声。
And we go higher and higher.
然后我们越爬越高。
Do you know this word, oikodomio?
你知道 oikodomio 的希腊文吗
？In the Latin language,
在拉丁文里头
，it has to do with an edifice, a fireplace.
好，它是跟那个火炉哈有关系的。
You know what's a fireplace?
你知道什么叫火炉
？During winter time.
冬天的时候
When people feel cold, they put some wood into the fireplace, light the fire, and they feel warm.
人们就把火柴放在炉火里头，然后来暖身。
You begin to feel cold in the spirit.
在里面你觉得很冷的时候
You don't feel like coming to church.
你不想来教会。
And you begin to speak in tongues.
你开始来说方言。
You are as if standing near to a fireplace.
你好像是让自己呢就近火炉。
And you feel the
你开始来说方言。
You are as if standing near to a fireplace.
你好像是让自己呢就近火炉。
And you feel the warmth of the spirit.
你就在里面感受到那个暖度。
And you set yourself on fire again.
结果你让你自己再度着火了。
And the word oxidomio.
Oxidomio 这个字眼。
The root word.
它字根。
Is a very beautiful word.
是一个非常美丽的字眼。
It's the word doma.
叫做 Doma。
What is Doma?
什么叫做 Doma 呢？
Doma is the rooftop.
Doma 呢就是屋顶。
It's the ceiling.
是那个屋顶天花板。
Doma means you reach to the highest point of a building.
这个屋顶呢就是说你到一个建筑的最高顶端。
Now in those olden days you built building only 4-story high.
好，在那时代呢，他们顶多只盖到四层楼。
But nowadays buildings are 30-story, 50-stories high.
但是现在建筑大概三十楼、四十层楼啊。
But today's Doma standard is different from the yesterday.
所以现今的这个屋顶跟当时的屋顶呢是不太一样的。
Yesterday's Doma is 嘟咕嘟咕嘟咕嘟咕 2-story high and very happy.
好，昨天的那个屋顶呢，只不过两层楼高，只是小鸡般的叫声，然后就觉得很喜乐。
I pray in tongue for 10 minutes and I'm very happy.
我说方言祷告十分钟就已经心满意足。
Whether God comes or whether God don't come, never mind. I'm very happy.
神来神不来都没关系。
But nowadays Christian is different.
但是现今的基督徒不可以这样。
We want to get the Doma.
我们要达到最高
的。And we pray and we go higher.
祷告越往高升。
And we want to reach the top of our spiritual experience in prayer.
我们期待着祷告生涯中生活当中能够遇到那最高的经验。
It pains me to say this again.
好。
Until you pay the price of prayer.
除非我们付上祷告的代价。
You will never reach your Doma point.
你永远没有办法达到祷告的最高顶点。
And maybe in your whole life, you will never experience what God wants to give you.
也许你一生连日你都没有办法去经历到神所要给你的一切最好的礼物。
Many things can only come to a man who is desperately for God.
只有那些非常饥渴迫切的人才能够得着从神来许多的赏赐。
You've got to get hungry.
你一定要饥渴呀。
You've got to get hungry.
你一定要对神饥渴啊。
You've got to be paying the price of prayer.
你一定要愿意付上祷告的代价。
And reach the Doma point.
然后达到那最高顶端。
The moment you hit the point.
你一达到那最高顶端。
The gift of God will operate.
圣灵的恩赐开始运作。
The anointing is going to flow to your life.
你的恩膏开始涌流在你生命里面。
Wonderful things is going to happen.
有美好的事情要发生。
All the spiritual blessings only comes like a flood when you reach the Doma point.
这所有属灵的祝福呢，如同恩雨沛降，就只有当你愿意达到这祷告的最顶点的时候。
That's why there are many Christians who speak in tongues. They cannot get the experience of many blessings because they haven't reached the Doma point.
这就为什么很多会说方言基督徒，因为他们呢没有达到那方言祷告最顶点，所以他们都一直没有得到最高的祝福。
This young man, I know you're very hungry.
好，这年轻人，我知道你们非常的饥渴。
The young man that came up just now.
哦，刚刚呢上来的那个年轻人，他非常饥渴。
If tonight you believe this message,
如果今晚上你愿意相信这个信息
，and you get hungry for God,
你对神非常的饥渴
，and after God in tongues,
你愿意呢在方言当中去寻求神
，pray strong tongues,
好好的有力的祷告
，pray long hours in tongues,
长时期方言祷告
，and come to your, is this your pastor? Are you from this church?
你从这个教会来的吗？
You tell your pastor.
你告诉你的牧师
Pastor, I want to pray with you.
牧师啊，我要与你一同祷告。
I want to have a breakthrough in prayer.
我要期待祷告生活中有突破。
I guarantee you.
我跟你保证。
In 6 months.
六个月之后。
Something is going to happen to you.
一定会有事情发生在你身上。
In 1 year.
在一年。
Your whole character and your whole Christian life is going to change.
你所有的性格，还有你所有基督徒的生命
完全改变。That's my guarantee to you.
这是我跟你的保证。
Because you are hungry.
因为你饥渴。
If you are hungry, I can put a guarantee that something is going to happen to you.
如果你很饥渴，我可以给你保证，一定会有事情发生在你身上。
And some of you are hungry. You say, Pastor, I want to pray with you.
啊，其他如果很饥渴的人，你说牧师，我要跟你一同祷告。
And I can tell you,
我可以告诉你
God only bless hungry people.
神只祝福那些饥渴的人。
You hear what I say? God will only bless hungry people.
你有听到我所说的吗？神只祝福那些饥渴的人。
If you are hungry, God will bless.
如果你有够口渴的话，神就要祝福你了。
If you are not so hungry,
如果你不太饥渴。
You see, when you're not so hungry, your guest will say, "All right, I give you a loaf of bread, and you're satisfied."
好，你如果呢，就是不那么饥渴，人家就给你随便一个面包呢。
When you're very hungry, God will give you, a man will give you two, three.Loaf of bread, I want some more, I want some more.
当你又饥又渴之后，人家就会把更多的面包赐给你。
A hungry man have a greater appetite.
好，一个饥渴的人，他有一个很好的胃口。
When I was a young Christian,
当我还年轻的时候
I was so hungry for God.
我好饥渴，想要认识神
Day and night, I was thinking about God.
昼夜我都思想神
I would walk in the streets looking for God.
我走在街道上寻求神
In 2 years, my whole life was entirely changed.
结果在两年之内呢，我的生命完全改变
More than 10 years as a Christian, in 2 years, dramatically changed.
你知道吗？这十年的救赎活，可是在这两年卖力寻求当中，完全生命就改变了
So much changed that the pastor told me, you've got to go to the pulpit and preach.
有这么大的改变，以致我的牧师告诉我说，你要到讲台去讲道。
He said there's something about you. You go to the pulpit, please preach.
你里面有些东西啊，来上讲台去讲道去。
And I was the first deacon that is allowed to preach in the pulpit.
结果我是在教会里面的第一个执事呢，被允许在逐日聚会的时候说分享。
Something happened in my life.
因为呢，我生命中发生了改变。
I tell you, we got to be hungry.
我告诉你，我们一定要非常饥渴。
I mean, you're hungry.
好，你们要饥渴啊。
God will come to you.
好，当你饥渴，神要就近你们。
God always come to hungry people.
神只临近那饥渴的人。
God can only touch you according to the level of your hunger.
神能触摸你，按着你自己饥渴的水平。
If you're not hungry,
如果你不再那么饥渴
，you have to wait for a long, long time before God can bless you.
你可能要走好远的路程，才有可能慢慢的祝福你。
But if you are hungry,
但是如果你够口渴的话
，God is going to come.
神必要领导。
God is looking for hungry people.
神到处寻找那饥渴慕义的人。
That God can touch you.
叫神可以触摸到你。
You are one of the hungry people, brother.
弟兄啊，你是其中一个饥渴要神的人。
You are one of the hungry people.
你是其中一个要饥渴要神的人。
And I can tell you, your spiritual life is going to change.
我告诉你的属灵生命会改变。
That's my bet. Your spiritual life is going to change.
好，这是我告诉你的，我打赌，你绝对会。
You are very hungry, brother.
你非常饥渴。
When I look at your face, I say, "Wow, I'm hungry."
我看到你的时候，我说，哇，你非常饥渴耶。
I know you're going to change.
我知道你一定会改变的。
That's what God is looking for.
神就是寻找这样的人。
More hungry people.
啊，更多饥渴的人。
People that say, "Lord, I'm coming to pray."
这些人说愿意来主，愿意来祷告。
I'm coming to the prayer meeting because I want to find God.
我来祷告聚会，因为我要来寻求神。
You know, in my church, you know what our prayer meeting is called?
在我的教会里头，我们怎么样称呼祷告聚会的
？Our prayer meeting in our church is to find God.
我们祷告聚会就叫做寻求神的聚会。
We don't come and pray. Oh, I have a headache. Please, pastor, pray for me.
我们不是到祷告聚会中说啊，我头疼啊，牧师你给我祷告。
When I had an encounter, I told them, every one of you can be touched by God. Every one of you can find God.
当我遇到神之后，我就跟他们讲，每一个人来到那聚会里面都可以遇见神，都可以找着神。
Our Tuesday night prayer meeting, when we come, we all cry and we cry, God, God.
礼拜二晚上的祷告聚会，每个人都来到，每个人同声呼起来：“神啊，神啊
！”And all the young ones have supernatural encounters.
结果所有年轻人他们都在超自然里头遇见神了。
There was one sister by the name of Priscilla.
有一个姊妹名字叫 Priscilla.
She cried at home.
她在家中哭求。
And Jesus walked into her bedroom and sit on the bed and told her about her future ministry.
然后耶稣就走进她的房间，坐在她床边，跟她谈到未来她的服事。
From that day, something changed in our prayer meeting.
从那天以后呢？我们的祷告就完全改观了。
Supernatural things begin to happen in the church.
超自然的事情不断发生在教会的里头。
One after another day, that's an angel, that's an angel here, that's an angel.
他就有人讲说，那里有个天使，这里有个天使，那里有个天使。
Suddenly the prayer meeting comes alive.
突然间的祷告就鲜活过来了。
Everyone say, I saw Jesus.
每个人都说我看见耶稣了。
I felt the presence of God.
我感受到神的同在了。
God comes when you are hungry.
当你饥渴的时候，神就临到了。
Are you hungry tonight?
你们今晚上到底饥渴不饥渴啊
？How hungry?Are you tonight?
你到底有多渴呢
？How hungry are you tonight?
今晚上你到底有多渴呢
？Are you willing to search for God?
你愿意好好来寻求神
？I remember one time I was so hungry.
我记得我一次好饥渴。
I skipped sleep at night.
我那晚上呢
？Every night at midnight, I was looking for God.
半夜我都寻求神。
Because night time is everybody is sleeping, nobody disturbs me.
因为半夜每个人都睡着了，不会来搅扰我。
I begin to search for God at midnight.
我半夜开始来寻求神。
At midnight, I begin to cry out for God.
在半夜我开始寻求要神。
Until 2, 3, 4 a.m. in the morning.
啊，清晨两三四点。
I will weep and weep, God.
我为了哭求又哭求。
Oh God.
我说神啊。
I want you.
我要得着你啊。
And one day God came.
我真的要神领导我啊。
I pray you find God.
我真的为你们祷告了，你们可以找得到神。
Let your prayer meeting become a different meeting.
愿你们祷告聚会成为完全不同的聚会。
Let it become a meeting where God comes.
那个聚会是神会降临的聚会。
There were times when a stranger walked in our prayer meeting.
有时候呢，陌生人走进我们的教会。
They say there's something here.
说哎，这里有某种东西。
And he come again.
又再来。
And he come again.
再过来。
Because they say there's something in there.
因为他们发现这当中有不同的气氛。
Because God's presence was there.
因为神同在在那个地方。
I tell you, we must come, pastors.
我告诉我们一定要来牧
师。You know how we can change a prayer meeting?
你知道我们要如何来改变我们的祷告聚会吗
？When the prayer meeting starts at 7:30.
当祷告聚会从七点半开始的时候。
5:00, we are already there praying.
好，我们要五点就开始祷告了。
5:00, we are already there praying.
我们五点就得开始祷告了。
7:30. When they step in, God is already there.
好，当他们来的时候，神已经在那里了。
We must help them.
我们要好好帮助他们。
Usher them into the presence of God.
好，让他们进入到神同在里头。
That they say there is God in the prayer meeting.
好，叫他们看到说，祷告聚会中真的有神同在。
There is God in the prayer meeting.
真的是有神在祷告聚会里。
When will God find a hungry group of people?
神到底什么时候可以找到一群饥渴要神的人呢？
That's when he set the church on fire.
他什么时候找着这些人，他什么时候就可以让整个教会给燃烧起
来。Revival fire comes to hungry people.
这复兴的火焰是透过一群饥渴要神的人。
In our church,
在我们教会里面。
When the revival fire came,
当复兴的火焰临到的时候。
All the lukewarm, backslidden adults in our church caught the fire.
所以那些半冷不热的啊那些。冷淡退货的基督徒他们都着火了
and our church began to grow.
我们就在开始成长
and guess what? We send part-time missionaries, students to India.
然后你知道吗我们就差派不是全职的
students go to India and the student pray for the sick and the sick get healed and we planted a church there.
一些弟兄姊妹和学生他们到印度去那边植堂
things change
事情开始改变。
When God can find hungry people in the church,
当神在教会中找着饥渴的人的时候。
If you come here to sit in the church, you are wasting your time.
如果你来教会只是在那边坐坐，那你浪费你的时间了。
But if you come here, you want to change this town, this city for Jesus.
但是如果来这个地方，你是要来改变这个教会，改变这个城镇。
You will pray.
你会好好祷告。
You will pray that part before wings. You will pray.
你会好好祷告的。
Sister, you must pray.
姊妹，你要好好祷告。
If you pray, God is going to move upon your life.
如果你祷告，神要运行在你生命里。
The cloud of His presence is coming.
神荣耀的云彩已经降临。
His cloud is coming to you.
这荣耀已经临到你。
The supernatural presence of God is going to rest on you when you begin to seek God.
神超自然的同在要临到你，当你愿意起来寻求神的时候。
That's my guarantee. It's coming to you.
我给你保证，他一定会临到。
Where is God's hungry people?
到底神，你可以找到哪一群饥渴要神的人呢？
Those who are not hungry,
那些不饥渴的人
，Those who have no fire,
那些没有火焰的人
，You must come to the altar and say, I must get the fire.
你明天到这个祭坛前来说，我要得着这个火焰。
Those that have no fire say, Lord, I repent.
好，那些没有火焰的人说，主啊，我悔改啊。
Those who have no fire, come now.
那些没有火焰的人，现在到前头来领受。
We'll pray right now.
我们现在为你们来祷告。
Those that have no fire, come.
没有火焰的人，赶快到前头来。
To help you,
求神来帮助你。
And say, God, help me.
是神来帮助我。
Oh, let's get the piano. Let's get the music going.
我们事情